That was when the actual contract was finally decided with the contractor. And until the contract was finally decided, it wasn't possible to go public on this. And as soon as it was known, then people were informed immediately. It was the earliest possible time.
Yeah, but I mean, and what interaction has there been with the local authority to date?
The RIA, the Reception Integration Agency, have written to Mr. Neely, the Chief Executive Officer, on the 7th of November, informing him of the proposal and the plan.
Okay, so it's very likely that landed on his desk today, or would it have, well, we don't know, do we? But the 7th was last week. Is that just a courtesy letter, or does the council have a role, a local authority have a role in something like this?
Oh yes, this is a multi-agency operation. The local authority very much has a role here in looking at in advising regarding planning and safety issues, for instance, and also in accommodating migrants at a later stage.
There is some concern that the people coming to Moville may not be vetted, that there could be a security risk. This is not from a lot of people, Minister, by the way. I don't want to give that impression, but while I have you, it would be remiss of me not to ask you. Generally speaking, across the country, you know, how does that work? Are these people pre-vetted? How are they, I mean, what are the rules in terms of them leaving the hotel? Can you give us an insight into that side of things?
I will, yeah. Everybody who applies for asylum is vetted by the guards. So that's one thing. The way the system works is, at the moment, as I say, we're at capacity. Anybody who arrives in Ireland tonight, today, and at one of our airports or ports and says, look, I'm claiming asylum in your country because I'm afraid for my life in my own country. I'm looking for asylum. We have an obligation then to take that application and to process it. And that can take time. So people who apply for asylum are offered accommodation. Not everybody takes up the offer. Some people would have friends here, relations here already, and they may opt to stay with them. But if somebody applies for asylum, and they're offered accommodation and they take up that offer, then that evening they have a bed, they have food, they have security, they have a shower and so on in one of the accommodation centres around the country, of which we have 37 of them. So Ireland has been doing this for quite a bit and they're quite experienced at providing accommodation for asylum seekers.
Is it unusual for no consultation or a public meeting in advance with the local community just to help them understand or what they can expect? Like, say, for instance, you know, are the people coming to Moville confined to the accommodation? What level of freedom do they have? That kind of stuff.
Well, it's not a detention centre or a prison. It's an accommodation centre. And people are free to come and go. And as I say, people are vetted. I was in Donegal myself last week meeting some people who have settled in Donegal from other countries. And they're extraordinarily happy in Donegal and very pleased at the welcome they've got and the support they're getting from local people in Donegal. And the same is the experience across the country. Irish people generally are very, very welcoming. And, you know, it would be nice to be able to sit down well beforehand and plan this out, but because this is a commercial contract with an owner of a private operation, we can't very well be discussing his business in the local town hall and at the same time be negotiating a contract with him.
But that's rather convenient also, isn't it?
It is, but it's the facts, and this comes up everywhere, and I understand that people like to have information, and as soon as we have the information, we make it available. As soon as we can, we make it available. And we can't really go public until we have made an arrangement and an agreement with the owner, because, you know, it may not happen at all. The owner of the property might change his mind at the last minute and say, look, I'm not going doing this.
100 people maximum may be coming to Moville. Do you know off the top of your head, and I don't expect you to do necessarily, how many rooms are there in this hotel? A lot of people are concerned that, look, we welcome these people to our area, but we, from our knowledge, we don't believe that this building has the capacity to comfortably fairly house these people.
Yeah, well, we operate under standards. A number of years ago, we had a very rigorous examination of the standards in the centres, and we operate to those standards now. We also have the Ombudsman and the Ombudsman for Children who can visit the centres and take complaints from residents, as well as members of the Reception Integration Agency who go in and monitor the standards on a regular basis. And we're developing even further standards at the moment. So we're very anxious that the standards are as high as we can.
But you don't have a figure like how many?
I don't know how many rooms. No, but what I am saying is that, you know, we're very, very anxious that families and individuals would be adequately accommodated in the hotel. And the people from the department did visit there, and in consultation with the owner, this is the figure they came up with. And they are very experienced at this, doing this kind of work across the country already.
In terms of young people that could be part of this 100, we don't know the makeup, and sorry for the bringing you to speculation, but they obviously would be schooled in the local area. I would imagine they are. I hope they are. Is that a case that, you know, there would be a check on capacity in the local community to see if there is spaces for these children, or is the priority getting them out of their countries and a roof over their head?
Well, obviously we don't take them out of their country. They arrive in Ireland and look for asylum.
You know what I mean? So in other words, accommodating them being out of the country.
The question is the school and services, and I understand that, of course. The way this works is all the government departments are responsible for their own area. So the Department of Education and Science is responsible for the school situation, where it arises. You may have a very small number of children who are school going, and the officials from the Department of Education and Science will make contact where required with the local schools and will ensure that adequate supports are put in place for any children that might require to go to school.
One local politician suggested that this could be deferred or put back until there is consultation with the local community, on the basis that in the absence of communication or information, a vacuum is filled with fear and trepidation and cautiousness, and that perhaps, you know, some work could be done in advance of these people arriving into Mayville to ease those fears.
Yeah, I understand again where the council is coming from. Unfortunately, we're not in a position to do this because we are under a lot of pressure nationally for accommodation. We expect about 3,500 people looking for asylum in Ireland this year. So we do need the accommodation. It may very well be that it won't be filled up immediately, that it will take a number of weeks before it reaches 80 or 90 people or whatever. And what happens in other centres, Greg, and this is very important, mm-hmm. and I'm sure it will happen here as well, is that local people come together and form what's called the Friends of the Centre. And they are the people then that will actually help us in supporting the asylum seekers in the centre. They go into the centre, they work with them, they engage with them, and you know, get children, the GA, for instance, and soccer clubs and others have been very, very helpful across the country in getting youngsters out playing sport. People go in and they get involved in all kinds of activities and crafts and clubs and so on. So we support, the Department of Justice supports the setting up of the Friends of the Centre. And from right across the country, this works extremely well. And any issues that arise, they are dealt with straight away. The Friends of the Centre are in a position to support and help and advise too, with regard to what's available locally.
What's the current time frame for processing an asylum seeker's application?
It depends. It has actually shortened up quite a bit. It depends on the complexity. In some instances, it's a number. We're aiming for 9 months max, you know, 9 months. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, some people end up going to court if they're told they can stay, and they have a right to do that. And there's an appeals process in there as well. Okay. We're aiming for 9 months. At the moment, I think the average is about 18 months, but we're trying to bring it back down as quickly as we can. It was a lot longer than that.
How long would the contract be, generally speaking?
In this particular case, it's going to be 1 year.
Okay, open for review, of course, because there will be some investment. Obviously, this is a hotel for long-term accommodation to meet health and safety fire regulations. Presumably, work will have to be carried out.
Well, as I said, the officials have already been there. They've checked that out, and they've been in consultation with the local authority experts as well on this matter. And that is very important to ensure that fire and safety and so on are adequate.
Okay.
But again, the other thing that happens here, of course, is that because of you have a number of people now will be living in this hotel and so on, you will have employment in the area, you will have services, and they'll have to be fed and so on. So there'll be a certain amount of investment in the area because of that too.
And just so people know, Minister, and I appreciate you coming on, by the way, because not a lot of ministers do. You know, it would be very easy to say that you were in another meeting and we'd all have to speculate on this stuff, so yeah. I appreciate your time.
Yeah.
That'd be very easy done. This is direct provision, isn't it? So what, in terms of these people being able to work, or what kind of money they would get, can you just give us a brief overview of that?
Yeah, well, first of all, with respect to work, asylum seekers are not allowed work. However, we did change the rules there a little while ago, and anybody who's in the system for over 9 months and who hasn't had a decision made in their case is now entitled to work, and they can work at virtually anything, except maybe the guards and the army. So yeah, so that's quite welcome. And across the country now, employers are going into centres and they are putting up notices, advertising jobs that they have, and that's quite welcome too.
And they're fed, but they have an allowance, a weekly allowance. Is that correct?
They're all fed, bed and board. The allowance will be increased to €38.80 per week for each adult and €29.80 for each child in March next 2019. Okay. So that will be the actual increase.
And finally, Minister, we have an international responsibility, as you say, with short and space. In reality, is this something us in the northwest, in Donegal, perhaps should expect to hear again in a different area down the line? Do you think?
Well, there are, as I said, 37 centres across the country. We have 6 in Cork, 5 in Kerry, 2 in Galway. This is the first one in such accommodation centre in Donegal. There are 4 in Waterford and so on. So they're spread around the country. What we do is we put out a call looking for accommodation centres, and the owners of these centres then contact us and offer a centre. And then the officials go to the centre, they inspect it, and if they feel it will meet the needs of the people that will be coming into Ireland, they enter into discussions and negotiations with the owners.
Very finally, Minister, when do you expect people to start arriving?
Within the next 2 weeks, I'd say.
Okay. And will there be any public information meetings ahead of that, like a delegation from your department or from the integration group? I mean,
We normally work through, first of all, the public representatives who are elected to represent the people, so councillors and deputies and senators and so on. And then when the friends are established, the friends then become the avenue of...
So in advance, there's not going to be town hall meeting or no information?
No, they happened in the past and they didn't add anything to the process.
Okay.
You know, if people have concerns, if they contact the local councillor, if they have questions. But in the main, what I find is that, you know, in other parts of the country, and we have 37 of them, when these centres open up, people find, you know what, these people need our support and our help. They've come from, you know, a tough time, and we want to help them. And the vast majority of Irish people, and I know people in Donegal are extremely helpful and supportive, because that's the report I got when I was up there just last week.